Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program of the things that you probably have on your mind for Monday, the 27th of April, other than the fact that it is the time of year when the blossoms are coming. Must be a lot of cherry blossoms. Have they come and gone, Richie?
They have come and gone. Washington, D.C. is blossomless.
It blossomed up my nose, actually.
Yes. Really. Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffens on the Good Day program. Pretty much everybody is talking about the fact that there are thousands of people who have been confirmed dead in the tragedy, the earthquake in Nepal. And then there are a lot of different aftershocks that have entered into this. Molly, what's the scoop?
Well, yesterday there were many aftershocks, and the death toll as of this morning has risen. Some reports say 3,300, some say 3,700. Hospitals in the country right now are over capacity. Electricity is still off. Gruesome part of this is that there's no storage for the people who have died. There's no place to put the bodies right now. It's freezing cold there. Officials are reporting that 6,500 people have been injured. Helicopters still trying to lift hikers off Mount Everest to safety. There was an avalanche there. 18 people there were killed, including a Google executive and also a medic. So the situation's pretty dire just because people don't want to be inside with all the continuing aftershocks. Mm-hmm. So they're sleeping outside. They're sleeping outside in the elements and the cold with no electricity. The U.S. is sending aid right now.
Well, one of the things that happens when these sorts of things happen, you go back to the tsunami in Thailand. I mean, you can go anywhere that there have been disasters. Look at what's happened here in our country after a severe hurricane, tornado. We deal with it more quickly, but there still is this dependence that we have as a collective on power, on energy, on the ability to get things done quickly or to try to restore things to whatever normalcy there was quickly. And in a case like this, forget it. It isn't going to happen. These people, this Nepal, if you've ever, you can read some wonderful things, it's a beautiful country and a beautiful area of the world, but they aren't exactly progressive. They aren't exactly into what we would consider the 21st century in the sense that we are spoiled here in our country by having the money, the infrastructure, the ability to run into whatever area there is, federal disaster funds available immediately.
Well, engineering too, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Building, well, but how much of that... Sorry, go ahead.
Buildings that can withstand some sort of earthquake.
Remember Haiti last year? Was it last year? The year before? Haiti, they have no building standards, so all the buildings pretty much just crumbled. And that's what happens anywhere that this sort of thing takes place. Now, there's that to think about, and then there is what the results after, never mind the physical results, but the psychology of what goes on in that area and the psychology that will be used to get you to contribute to some fund to help the Nepalese. That's really what they're called, right?
Yeah.
People from Nepal and Nepalese. So there are more scams that have developed already than you can shake a stick at. And then there are the usual requests from the Red Cross, we'll go over and help, or whatever international aid society there is. You got to be very careful. Maybe your church or your religious organization, some group that you belong to, says, please help us, send us $100, and we'll help the people in Nepal. This always happens, and it is always, I hate to bring that side of it into it, but the human condition is one in which Richie would want to help, Molly would want to help, Kenny would want to help, I'd want to help, you'd want to help, but the help that can be offered, especially with what I just told you, the fact that this is not a progressive area, this is not a country where there are things that people will have access to immediately. So under the circumstances, I would say to you, send your love, send your heart, send your best wishes, have good thoughts. But be careful about what you do with your money.
I remember the act of the Japanese tsunami,
mm-hmm.
when we all really wanted to help,
right.
and we gave all the money.
Well, we're all worried
across.
Because of the nuclear
right.
impact of what
well,
happened there. Yeah,
you just look at the pictures and oh my
yeah.
goodness, you know. But for me personally, I gave $100
Did
to
you?
The Red Cross,
mm-hmm.
only to find out 2 years later that the Red Cross was so crushed with money for that event that they just put it kind of like in an interest-bearing bank account,
yep.
and were making money off because they couldn't spend all the money that they got.
Mm-hmm.
So you think, okay, I want to give, and I want to give
great.
To one of the bigger organizations
mm-hmm.
because I trust them to be able to manage the money and get the money to the location. But
well, it's
there,
only what they do.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Well, but how well do they do it?
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's what they do. That's the one thing they do, and somehow that got messed up.
Right.
You're talking about the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They've gone. It's gone to their head. It's like the Susan G. Komen Foundation, the breast cancer organization. I wouldn't give them a plug nickel. And neither does anybody else who has any common sense, because you follow the trail, see where the money goes, be curious enough to ask, where's my money going? What's it going to be used for? It's all well and good. It's terrific to want to help. That's the way it is. It's terrific. I think that we all should be giving if we can in one way or another, but for heaven's sakes.
You know what shocked me about this story when I heard it?
Right.
Is the amount of people. For me, what do I know about Nepal, right? I kind of had in my mind that it was this desolate hinterland, you know, up in the mountains.
It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the 93rd largest country by landmass and the 41st most populous country.
Mm-hmm.
You got 26 million people.
What's their economy like? Where do they rank in terms of international economy?
Looking here on the GDP is $62 billion.
Yeah. A little less than some of the states, California
right.
And Israel
yeah.
are about the same. All right, so you've got an idea. $62 billion, by the way, is about what we spend a day. As a matter of fact, it depends. What we spend in America is probably more than that a day. It just sort of to put into perspective what it is that goes on there. So,
by the way,
yes,
I posted on our Facebook page a link to crowdrise.com. They have a special page for Nepal earthquake relief, and there are at least a dozen different organizations. So you can click on that and go check them out and see what these different places do if you do want to help. I mean, the Red Cross and UNICEF are there, but there are also a bunch of others.
Great. Yeah, UNICEF is great. So did you have time to check them out? Just out of curiosity, would you give some advice to people listening as to how to help the people in Nepal?
I picked out the one that I like, but I think this is kind of personal. I think people should go and click on them and see which one they like the best. There are a dozen on there now, the top ones that have raised the most money, but there's a thing on the bottom that says show more.
Yeah.
So there are many, many organizations, and these have all been vetted.
Yeah.
So,
good. That's that point.
You
yeah.
can always go
right.
to charitynavigator.org to
yeah.
work out a charity
yeah.
before you give.
All right, so just to follow through on what Molly said, the avalanche at Mount Everest killed 17 people. There were 3 Americans there. A Google executive named Dan Friedenberg. He had been posting updates about his adventures. His sister took over his account and told the world the bad news. There's a lady named Eve Girawong, who is a mountaineer and base camp medic from New Jersey. She died in a mountain mishap. Tom Taplin, who is a filmmaker from Santa Monica, was making a documentary on Everest climbers. Wow. Oof.
And that quake, 7.8.
Yeah.
So at that point, no matter
rough.
What kind of infrastructure you have.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
What was the Northridge earthquake. Anybody remember? Wasn't it like 7.1 or something? It was.
I thought it had been downgraded to a 6 something.
Was it at some point?
Yeah, I can look that up. It'll take me.
All right, 16 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. That's the opener. Let me open with something else. Thinking about the energy that Mondays require. Richie's in need of energy. Molly's in need of energy. Kenny's in need of energy. I am. I've already mixed up my super beets. I put mine in a drink. They don't really advise that. You're supposed to put it in some water. But I mix mine in my protein drink. And for whatever the reason you can hear, I'm full of energy. Richie's full of it. He's full of energy. Molly, have you given Molly her treat yet?
We haven't had ours yet today.
Oh, okay. All right, so super beets, better than regular beets, protected by a patent drying process, which is the secret to how good it tastes. It's yummy. It's not like, although I don't find beets objectionable. Pickled beets I like. Boiled beets with some butter on them out of the garden, that's great too. But this, you have the impact here of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon of super beets. No beet taste if you don't like it. I don't mind it, but some people don't like it.
It's sweetened a little bit with stevia, too, which really makes it. It kind of gives it that cranberry/beet taste. It's very good.
And it looks sort of like that, too, Richie. It has the taste and it kind of looks like it, but the feeling that you get after you drink it, nothing like anything that you have felt. The energy that it will give you in 20 minutes, you'll want more. You'll want to feel it every morning.
And if
you're working
out. Chocolate on it. Oh, my goodness.
Chocolate on it. Molly's on. One of these ladies who puts chocolate on everything.
Yeah,
that's the answer. Put chocolate on everything. Okay, so super beets. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. You can go to DougLikesBeets.com. And when you go there, it'll explain all of the great things about super beets in detail that I can't do in a minute or so. This order that you get when you dial up 800-655-4183 will give you a 30-day supply free with your regular order. You'll get the book that explains all about beets. Read all about it. Hear ye, read all about it and experience the guaranteed benefits. That's right, guaranteed benefits or your money back. 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeets.com. That's the way for you to get yourself into the beet zone. You never thought there'd be a place. You know, there's the traffic zone, there's the work zone, there's the sleep zone, there's the twilight zone, and there's the beet zone. Super Beats, 800-655-4183, or Doug Likes
Beats. Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting notice happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online. 627.15 discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See storestaples.com/signs for details.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Oh, right. Guess who? Uh-huh. Okay. Guess whose birthday it is today?
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody, Richie's right on.
Wow.
Whoa. This is pretty cool. Pay tribute to the man who actually created Woody Woodpecker.
With this.
Lance Armstrong.
No.
Lance. Walter Lance was
Walter
the name,
Lance.
Richie.
Thank you.
Right. He was the creator of Woody Woodpecker. One of his most famous moments was the creation of an opening sequence for Universal Studios' first major musical, The King of Jazz. But Woody Woodpecker was what he was remembered for. Started in 1940 in a film, Knock Knock. And that was where the Woody Woodpecker song came from. That's the, and this is such a hit. It doesn't really have the impact now that it used to, by any stretch of the imagination. I certainly remember it from when I was a child. And what it was just, it wasn't so much, because I wasn't big on cartoons, but it was kind of like, what's up, Doc, or that's all, the Bugs Bunny thing.
Yeah.
That stayed with me longer than any of the things that were in the animation. And I never liked the Roadrunner stuff. And yeah, Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc is just wonderful
guys.
Talent.
Right. Yep. All right, speaking of talent, there was quite a bit of talent in evidence of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. A rather interesting and unique approach. The president and his remarks underscored by that guy from not Saturday Night Live. Where did that guy come from? That the fellow was jumping around behind him.
Key and Peele.
He's a half of some comedy team that's... What do they do? Where are they? I've never seen
them. They have a show on Comedy Central. It's called Key and Peele.
Oh.
And they actually do bit where Luther is the anger translator.
Of the president. Okay.
Of the president. So they do a bit where the other guy is the president and Luther's the anger translator. So it was interesting that he just showed up. Didn't show up in this. Yeah.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner features usually a barbecuing of the president or the president barbecuing somebody. Here are his opening remarks.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The night when Washington celebrates itself. Somebody's got to do it. And welcome to the fourth quarter of my presidency. It's true. That was Michelle cheering. Fact is, I feel more loose and relaxed than ever. Those Joe Biden shoulder massages, they're like magic.
All right. So here he jokes about how the presidency has aged him.
Being president is never easy. I still have to fix a broken immigration system, issue veto threats, negotiate with Iran, all while finding time to pray five times a day.
That's a good line.
Strenuous.
That's a great line.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
And it's no wonder that people keep pointing out how the presidency has aged me. I look so old, John Boehner's already invited Netanyahu to speak at my funeral. Meanwhile, Michelle hasn't aged a day.
Yeah, she hasn't. No, she hasn't.
Ask her what her secret is. She just says, fresh fruits and vegetables. It's aggravating.
Richie, see if we have time for 2708 quickly, where he takes a shot at
Let me set the record straight. I tease Joe sometimes, but he has been at my side for 7 years. I love that man. He's not just a great vice president, he is a great friend. We've gotten so close in some places in Indiana, they won't serve us pizza anymore.
This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, is Connecticut right to drop marijuana possession convictions since it's now decriminalized there?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. Fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Since about half the states are decriminalizing or even legalizing marijuana, is Connecticut right to throw out past convictions so they don't mar a young person's record?
Very good precedent. Penalties for marijuana possession at this turning point moment in U.S. history in its approach to marijuana, decriminalization or legalization, these penalties shouldn't follow you for life. So I think it's a lesson for the other 49.
Will libertarian Rich Lowry agree?
My libertarian instincts do kick in when it comes to marijuana, which National Review obviously for a long time has advocated the decriminalization of it. I'm not so sure about this particular initiative, but I am sympathetic to it.
I love when The Nation had a whole issue last year devoted to Bill Buckley's thesis when it wasn't popular that we should decriminalize marijuana. So there's a big consensus. That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry, head of the National Review, and Katrina VandenHeuvel, head of The Nation Magazine.
Independently leading the way for The Nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Monday, we're at it, and you're at it, Doug Steffen with Molly Page and Ken Kessler and Richard Fadden, as to what's going on in the world today. Let's start with what's going on in China. Yes, taking care of Nepal earlier in the hour. So, here's the bad news from China today. They're cracking down on strippers who perform at funerals. The Ministry of Culture said last week that the performances were desecrated. They're illegal and corrupt social mores when strippers appear at these. They're actually like burlesque shows at funerals, aiming to draw more mourners and show off the family's wealth. There is more wealth in China, and so they want to have the more people that send you off, according to Chinese tradition, the better you're going to be in the next life. So the way they get people to show up at their funerals is to have strippers show up. There's a notice on the website, the state website. The ministry called for a blacklist of people and workplaces that engage in these shows, singled out a group of burlesque dancers, the Red Rose Song and Dance Troupe, who did a strip tease after a funeral of an elderly person in a northern province. The group took off their clothing after performing a traditional song and dance routine. One of the leaders of the group, surnamed Mr. Lee, was punished with 15 days in detention and a fine of 70,000 yuan, which is $11,000, after law enforcement officials intervened. So no more exotic dancers at village funerals in China.
Well, I guess I can't have your funeral in China now.
You were planning on a funeral for me already.
I mean, you know, we just make notes, you know, for this friend, and you're probably going to do this.
All right, speaking of your funerals, Freddie Gray's wake was yesterday, and Molly has some information about the protests that continue there and the results of all this mayhem on the streets of Baltimore.
Yeah, the funeral is set for today for Gray. The wake held yesterday, mostly peaceful. Gray was 25 years old, Baltimore resident, died after being taken into police custody, sustained a mysterious spinal injury after that. On Saturday, thousands of demonstrators marched through downtown Baltimore to protest police brutality against minorities, and especially black men like Gray. At sundown, though, on Saturday, about 100 protesters splintered off from the rest of the group, and they started throwing bottles and knocking over metal barricades. There was also some looting. They threw objects at police cruisers, things like that. You know, the family of Gray says they don't want any of that. They don't want any violence. It's not going to help the situation. They're fine with the protest to bring attention to what's happened and what has happened for a long time there. But they want calm today, certainly, and they wanted calm yesterday.
Well, under the circumstances, we have this element that comes in. And they are usually, as we saw in Ferguson, they are usually no connection to the city or to the location at all. They come in, they are almost professional rabble-rousers. I don't know the count. I don't know the specifics. I don't know from nothing except I'm tired. We all, I think, as a society, are worn out on this stuff. The grieving for this fellow should be done in peace and quiet. There were a lot of people who filed past his casket yesterday. There are plenty of questions and not a lot of answers that I can see. The mayor appeared with faith leaders saying the violence was unacceptable. That's a plastic, I mean, I suppose you could say, okay, what else do you say? I'd like to see a little faster action, frankly. If you're the mayor, you get the police. Either they investigate or somebody investigates fast so you have some answers to put this stuff down. None of it is acceptable in terms of the smashing store windows and the vandalizing police cars and throwing objects at people and yelling and screaming at them. That doesn't do anything. And one wonders also about the psychology. Where does that come from? How does that start? How do you raise your children to, as they get to be young adults, think this is A-okay? How is it that you, because parents, it's always whatever happens with children, and as they become adults, they're going to reflect the environment they grew up in. So where did this all start? Did it go back to the generation
mentality
before?
That they've been wronged?
Okay.
And that,
how does that get taught?
That the system is against them, and that this is the only way.
Hmm.
That the system doesn't work.
That the system doesn't work.
Well, the system doesn't work well in some circumstances.
Yeah.
It didn't work well in Ferguson. Now they've sort of cleaned house there, but for years and years and years, there were unbelievable...
Some would say that, you know, our system of government
doesn't work.
It kind of keeps this vicious circle of these neighborhoods where problems happen, and it doesn't help people get out of that. It doesn't help raise the neighborhood up.
No. So what do? We have all kinds of aid that goes... There are people, and I will tell you that there is something to what some folks say about government help and assistance. We all know that it's abused, that there's too much of it. It's made life too easy for people who ought not to have their lives made easy. Why should one person's life be easier than another because he or she has a different color skin or is entitled to something supposedly that the rest of us aren't? That's how these things get started. And then I am aware of, I remember doing a story once when I was running a radio station in Boston, the news radio station. Every once in a while I'd go do a story myself. And I remember covering, there's a project, well, a couple of projects in Boston that are low-income families, that's where they congregate, that's where they live. and there was a new building that was opened up that was built by the Boston Housing Authority in the, I think it was 1980, 1981, and by 1985 it had you wouldn't have believed it. It looked like it was in a war zone in the middle of Macedonia or something. The bullet holes. I remember going inside with somebody from the Housing Authority, and the Globe had done a story on the defacing of these buildings and the abuses that went on there and the drugs and all kinds of other things. And basically, we, the taxpayer, had built them a castle. And so I remember going in there and looking around and seeing the trash, the filth, the living conditions. This building was 5 years old, and it was already, there were portions of it that could easily have been, not destroyed, what's the word that it should have been?
Condemned.
Condemned, thank you. Yeah, because of the conditions in there, the painting on the wall, toilets ripped out, thrown into the hall, I mean, that kind of stuff. So there is, and this was basically a black development, in essence. There were mostly blacks who lived in this building, and so the city was in an uproar, because residents of the city were in an uproar, because here, these people had been provided with this facility, and they had basically destroyed it. So it did a lot of damage to relations, black-white relations. There's a guilt that comes from white people still. There's a psychological, political guilt trip that gets laid on people, and some of it is justifiable. This kind of stuff with Freddie Gray. But where does it, where does it stop? Where do we sort of make people, or can you, maybe you can't, make people aware of their circumstances and be thankful for what they have, and then have people recognize that everybody's due their dignity? It's just very frustrating, because that's where all this stuff comes from, in my mind.
Well, but there's good and bad with everything.
Yes.
And so it sounds like the people that you're talking about obviously had issues. And some people you are never going to talk sense into. You can't fix stupid.
But all of them in, that's a great line. All of them living in the same building. This was a 400-unit complex. It had been virtually destroyed by the attitude that people had who lived there.
But there are people who get assistance. I remember when I was 11 years old, I had government cheese. My mom was a single mom. She had three kids, had gone through a divorce, a bad divorce, got no money.
Yeah.
We were living in a house without windows, and I thought it was so exciting that the government gave us cheese. A big block of cheese, and we had grilled cheese sandwiches.
Hey,
and
macaroni and cheese.
And we needed it for about a year, and it helped us.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
There you go, but you didn't.
But you appreciate it.
Yeah.
I love that cheese.
Yeah.
I have no taste.
Wait a minute, let's change the song, Richie. I love that cheese.
Isn't that awful?
That
I
like?
But I was 11.
Get it?
Huh. Yeah.
All right, here's a story from Russia. We were in China a moment ago. Young women are being jailed in Russia for twerking. You know what that is, Molly?
Yes, I wish they would jail them everywhere.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Twerking has no business being anywhere. Twerking
it
is
just shouldn't.
Right.
All right, so the latest arrests in Russia, girls behind bars for making a video showing them shaking their booties next to a World War II memorial. Where did the term twerking come from, though? Anybody know?
Didn't it start after the Miley Cyrus thing?
But the name was there before it.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
That's when I first heard it.
It just made it popular.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Shouldn't it just be called shaking your booty?
Isn't that what it is?
It kind of is. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. So let's put your minds into another zone.
Wait a minute. 1990s.
Where are you
really?
Talking?
Twerking.
Twerking
actually. Twist and jerk.
Yeah. Twerking actually has a wiki page.
Really?
Does it have a Twitter account?
I don't have a wiki page, but twerking does.
All right. So with that in mind, listen to this. Nothing says I love you more than the gift of a complete elimination. Give your mother a squatty potty for Mother's Day this year, and she'll be thanking you every time she uses it. A squatty potty, Ricky.
Squatty potty.
A squatty potty. Squatty potties were created by and for a mother of seven to help with the problems that youngsters have as they're eliminating.
Oh, it's not for her.
No, well, it could be for anybody. It's for everybody. It could be young, old, because there are those people. This is a delicate focus, a delicate subject. Some of you will have a smile on your face when you listen to me talk about this. Some of you will think, this is the secret to fully relaxed elimination. Relax your colon, which allows for easier and more complete elimination. That's what the Squatty Potty does. Squatty Potty is engineered so that your body can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting while allowing for the luxury of your own toilet. It gets enhanced when you use this. When you're not using it, it conveniently stores under your toilet. It's doctor recommended and really, really works. You probably know from their recent appearances on Shark Tank that Squatty Potty exists as a result of a son's love and devotion for his mother. This was a big deal on Shark Tank. If you didn't see it, you can probably find the information if you go to the Shark Tank website. Now you can share your love for your mom. Give her a Squatty Potty for Mother's Day. They're available at all Bath and Beyond. Is it Bed Bath?
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bath and Beyond service. Thank you. Or you can go to SquattyPotty.com. So go to Bed Bath and Beyond or SquattyPotty.com for a limited time. Use the code Doug and get 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com. Use Doug, D-O-U-G. That's SquattyPotty.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist, editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
signs in store and online, and 627.15 discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store.staples.com/signs for details.
All right, if you are a drinker of coffee and you go to Starbucks, you may have had a good time last week. A computer outage hit about 4,000 Starbucks stores on Friday afternoon, and so they were giving away free drinks before somebody figured out how to fix the problem. 7,000 company-operated stores had the problem. 1,000 stores in Canada, 7,000 in America. And so,
do you know how ridiculous this is, though? I mean, at first you go, oh, that's cool, they gave away free drinks. But then, on second thought, the fact that they couldn't go.
Yeah, somebody couldn't figure this out and just take
$3,
the money.
It's $3.15.
Right. Yes.
All right, $3.15. Do you have cash?
No. That's the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the story.
That they couldn't do the math to charge people for
yeah.
it. And that people don't have cash to pay for something if the computer goes down.
It just was, it affected Evolution Fresh stores, the Tivana Tea Bar stores that they own. But it's crazy because nobody could figure out what to charge the customers. Hello, what's the matter with you?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, 53 Happy Hour. Richie, what happened to our tech talk? We have a now nicely established tech talk theme.
Bringing
Greg Stebbins. Yeah, you were the one who started it.
I did.
Yeah.
No, I think Kara found that.
Oh, Kara found that. Oh, okay.
All right, I'll see if I can find it.
All right, that's not important. What's important is that we have Greg Stebbins here for our tech talk time. A focus on that Apple Watch that you want to get at the Apple Store. You wanna? Maybe you don't want to, We'll find out why maybe you want to, in a moment here on Good Day.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event.
In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist, editor-in-chief, Shape magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
All right, here he is, the man in the know, on the go, on the Good Day Show, Greg Stebbin, who went to the local Apple store over the weekend. Why in the world would you put yourself through that?
Well, I'm a geek, and yes, I wanted to see the watch, and I didn't think I would be buying one, so I figured there was no other way for me to see one.
And so?
I have to tell you, if you had one of these on your wrist, you would find it so fascinating that you might never take your eyes away. And I'm not sure that's a good thing.
I guarantee you, I'd take my eyes away.
It's a beautiful. I mean, it really is. It's a good-looking piece of jewelry, machinery, yes, technology.
But they're not available yet. When are they
going to be? You're right. I mean, the salesperson, who's not really a salesperson, by the way, you cannot buy it in the Apple store. They'll show it to you, and then you can go home or on your phone or your tablet. You can order it, but you cannot buy it in the store. He explained to me that it probably would be June before someone buying a watch.
So is that a faux pas, or was that planned? It seemed to me the hoopla around it suggested they were going to be available in April, right?
I think it was supposed to become available last Friday, the 24th. I think it is a shocking error a problem on the part of Apple's. For one thing, because Tim Cook, the CEO, his brilliance for that company has always been managing the supply chain. And this, either they thought that it was a great idea, in which case we'll look back and go, wow, that was really smart or really dumb, or something went wrong. They lost
the ability to play it. We were played just for the fun of it.
Well, Apple always plays us, so yes, no surprise there. But waiting until June, I know people who have said, I was going to buy one, but when I found out I had to wait until June, I just decided I'd wait.
Why?
June.
When are you going to get in its place?
Well,
I mean,
nothing.
Seriously.
Because you've lived your whole life without.
Yeah, I mean, that's a silly statement. I'm not going to get one if I have to wait until June. Why? What are you going to get instead? A Motorola?
Well, no. In other words, it chilled their enthusiasm for it. You know, part of tech is getting it and the anticipation, right. But that can only
be kind of first on your block to have one.
Yes, keeping up with the Joneses.
Doug, you just brought up a great point. The Motorola watch. Greg, we know that there are other tech watches out there, but is anything even on the radar, or is it just the Apple Watch?
I have the Motorola watch right here in front of me, and it's a beautiful watch. It's a really nice watch.
You really have a Motorola? Come on, what do you really have? There's no such thing as a Motorola watch. But
is a Motorola.
There is?
Is a Motorola.
Really?
And there's Samsung watch. There's lots of smartwatches on the market.
I would have thought Samsung would have one, but well, I think they Motorola would.
So
Samsung
has
several.
No.
I mean, now, you have to understand something. First of all, you're not going to get an Apple Watch if you don't have an iPhone. It would be pointless. It doesn't do anything. And the same is true with a Motorola or a Samsung watch. One has to be tied to an iPhone.
Let's get down to the brass tacks here.
No,
Can you get one of these for the lady in your life, and she'll think this is a romantic gesture?
It's a beautiful, beautiful luxury accessory. So a lot of women would think this was beautiful. This is the ultimate gateway drug. Because it's like, you start smoking pot and it leads to heroin. We all know that. This, if you want this watch and you don't have an iPhone, you got to buy the iPhone.
Buy an iPhone. Yep. There it is. Apple takes over the world. Apple Pay is catching on quickly as well. 45% of consumers planning to use mobile payments, singling out that as their first choice. Man, I don't even mean
I already
to
have
understand
it.
How that
just,
works.
None of my credit cards use it yet. No. Probably one, actually.
All right, Greg, thank you. Greg Stebbin is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Shows up here every day at this time on the Good Day program.
But
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.